Welcome back to Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. A proposal to build a $133 million bus rapid transit line between downtown Lansing and Meridian Township has been attracting more interest lately. The federally funded line would create two lanes on Michigan and Grand River Avenues, both dedicated to rapid transit buses. It would also specify dedicated lanes for drivers turning left and making U-turns. Supporters say the line would increase capacity, improve traffic and safety, and boost the economy. Skeptics and opponents of the plan appear to have become more numerous and more vocal since the beginning of the year. Some of them are saying that the line will prevent left turns and worsen traffic for drivers. Some Meridian Township business owners say it will hurt their businesses. We'll be hearing differing views on the BRT project here in the next few days. Today we're going to be hearing from a proponent of the plan. Deb Alexander is Assistant Executive Director of the Capital Area Transportation Authority, which is the Bus Rapid Transit Project Manager, CATA. Deb Alexander, welcome back to Current State.
Hi, how are you, Mark?
I am well, thank you. You believe firmly in this as a potentially powerful force in economic growth, in part because you say it's good for many, many thousands of CATA customers. Take just a minute here and explain for us the biggest reasons why and how this BRT is a good idea.
The BRT, so I would say that it's not just me, but CATA believes in this project because we currently have a capacity challenge. We can't grow public transportation in this region without modifying the infrastructure and how we operate as a transportation network. So CATA could indeed continue to add more buses to our Route 1 service, but we would then have a greater impact on the auto, the ability of the auto to move smoothly through the corridor. So in an effort to try to work with our transportation partners, we've been studying what are the best solutions and using our existing demand and data to feed into traffic models, which show us that indeed by removing the buses from the auto lanes, that the auto traffic gains more smooth operation and more capacity, as does the transit system, because we can continue to expand service as demand continues to grow without having an impact on the auto. In addition to that, we are growing in the number of passengers who utilize us, and as those of maybe yourself as well know, that the millennial generation is more interested in using public transportation and live in the urban area.
You've anticipated my next question. That was exactly where I was going next. The usage patterns are changing here.
That's right. That is exactly right. Not just in the millennials, but also, of course, in the baby boomer generation. And statistics show, national statistics will show you, that both the AARP, through AARP, that the senior wants to age in place and live in an urban community so that they have activities they can go to, and the millennial wants to live in the urban community where it's vibrant and lots of things to do, including wonderful placemaking activities. So this BRT project will help to build that infrastructure that can support that kind of change in the desires of the future communities.
How many people use Route 1 now?
1.7 million trips are taken on Route 1 in any annual year.
Now, you've told me that you also think that there are misunderstandings about this plan, especially about the impact that dedicated bus lanes and dedicated left turn lanes are going to have on traffic. Take just a minute and clarify the impact that these dedicated lanes will have on drivers making a left turn, for example.
Right. So left turns are still going to be available at most intersections. And in addition, there will be 9 new intersections added, and those are going to be added in areas where there are long stretches of roadway without any ability for a pedestrian to cross, for example. A good example of that would be at Brookfield, for example. There's a long stretch between Hagedorn and Northwind, which is where the Whole Foods is. There is no ability to cross, so there would be a new signal added at Brookfield. These signals will allow for controlled environmental, signalized controlled turns, left turns, and many of them will also have the ability to do U-turns. This is, according to the Federal Transit Administration, a 40% improvement in a reduction in accidents. So if we have a lot of accidents that occur along this roadway today, and if we can certainly improve safety by reducing the risk of making those left turns, it's in everyone's best interest. So it isn't eliminating the ability to turn left. It's putting those very dangerous maneuvers into a controlled environment.
But you've acknowledged misunderstandings. What is it about this landscape people are misunderstanding?
Well, I think there's a perception that making the controlling where you can turn left instead of allowing free left turns will change people's decisions about where they're going to stop and go, what businesses they're going to utilize and so forth, because there's a perception that it's inconvenient to go another eighth of a mile or so and do a U-turn, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That's not been proven in a study done by the state of Utah. They did a pre- and post-survey just to adding medians, not necessarily the BRT, but just medians, and it demonstrated that 85% of the businesses who thought they were going to be negatively impacted in after the medians were put in either increased sales or had no impact on sales.
Hmm.
So our studies or our research indicates to us that that the perceptions aren't necessarily founded in facts.
Deb Alexander is our guest. Deb is the Assistant Executive Director of the Capital Area Transportation Authority, which is the project manager for a proposed bus rapid transit line, which would basically replace, I guess, is not an understatement, it would basically be implemented along Route 1, which goes from downtown Lansing to the Okemos Mire on Grand River. Clarify another matter here for us, Deb. There is no plan to enlarge the road, correct?
That is, we are working within the right of way, but not necessarily curb to curb. So there will be some movement of curb lines in some areas, but not all areas.
But the dedicated bus line, would eliminate a lane of car traffic, correct?
Depends on where you are, because this roadway is very dynamic now, today. So, for example, in the downtown Lansing area, the auto volumes today don't warrant a number of lanes that are available. So they would go to one auto lane in each direction in the downtown Lansing area. However, once you hit 127, two lanes of traffic that exist today in either direction would remain. In the East Lansing area, the two lanes going eastbound will remain, and then we will go to two lanes going in the westbound direction instead of the three that are there. And then the two lanes in each direction will remain from Hagedorn or from Bogue Street all the way out to the end of the BRT line.
Well, I know that the dedicated bus lanes do concern. This does worry some people. I mean, you will hear people say, "Hey, Grand River in downtown East Lansing is apt to be pretty crowded as it is. If you dedicate a lane, I beg your pardon, in each direction." And only allow buses there. How do you respond to people who worry about that?
Well, we have extremely professional individuals who deal with this all the time, working with us, both on our consultant team, also with all of the traffic engineers from MDOT and from the jurisdictions along the corridor, who have been actively engaged with reviewing the data and the information that's being developed as a result of the project. All of our traffic models indicate, as I've said, that there's an increase in the amount of capacity and the smooth operation of the auto lanes because you remove the frequently stopping buses from those auto lanes today. So one might argue that the buses are part of what is causing what appears to be lots of volumes and stoppages on the corridor today, because it's true. When we stop, cars behind us, maybe yourself even, Mark, don't want to sit there, so you make an erratic movement to go around the bus. And that occurs behind, as the waiting traffic makes that same maneuver. So all of that causes a less smooth, an unsmooth operation.
Oh, I want to make clear to our listeners that on Friday we will be hearing from an opponent of the plan, a Meridian Township business owner. Shirley Decker is the co-owner of Mertz Meats, right just a stone's throw from Grand River and Marsh Road. So Shirley will be on the air. I know there has been you know, we're all aware of the wild reception for the East Lansing Whole Foods store. And I wasn't there, but I know that the store's team leader told a town hall forum in March that the retailer would not have located there in the first place if a rapid transit line had been there. It doesn't mean they're leaving now, but just the same, here we're talking about an experienced, successful retailer. This is hardly an endorsement of the plan. How do you respond to that kind of criticism from a retailer suggesting that the proposal is bad for business?
Well, I can tell you that there have been a number of leaders within Meridian Township who have reached out to Whole Foods Corporation, and they don't support the position that was stated by their local manager. They had actually a statement made to the Meridian Township EDC member is that they they're very excited about the project and that they knew the project was going to be there and that they are not against the project. So I am going to officially reach out to them and hopefully get an official statement from them, from the corporation.
And clarify one more thing. We're down to less than a minute, but clarify for us, please. Are you at CATA, or is the community, let's just say, obligated to build this, or could it still not happen?
Right. It could not happen. We have to meet a lot of criteria for this to occur. And the project itself has to stand as a good investment for the federal government. And so we continue to work towards that outcome. Right now, all indications are that it has clearly met the criteria for making it a great investment. And so the federal government is giving me indications that they're ready to move the project forward.
Okay.
Now, we have still got a long way to go. We're at 30% engineering, and we've got to get all the way to 100% before they would actually issue some kind of agreement to move forward.
Deb, you've helped shed a lot of light on this here. We appreciate your time. Deb Alexander, Assistant Executive Director of the Capital Area Transportation Authority, which is the project manager for the proposed bus rapid transit line between downtown Lansing and Meridian Township. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.